Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week, we talked about how every year the Jews held a feast called the Passover. It helped the Jewish people remember that God had saved their ancestors at the time of Moses. Jesus and the 12 apostles needed a place to eat the Passover feast. The Savior sent Peter and John to find a room and see that everything was ready for the feast. They found a room and prepared the feast. Jesus and all the apostles were there. They ate the Passover feast together. Jesus gave the apostles the sacrament for the first time. He took bread in his hands, blessed it, and then broke it into pieces. He told the apostles to eat the bread. Jesus told them to think of his body when they ate the bread. He asked them to remember that he would die for them. Jesus poured wine into a cup. He blessed the wine and told the apostles to drink it. Jesus told them to think of his blood when they drank the wine. He asked them to remember that he would bleed and suffer for the sins of all people. Jesus also told the apostles that wicked men would soon kill him. 11 of the apostles were very sad. They loved the Savior and did not want him to die. Jesus knew that one of the apostles would help the wicked men. His name was Judas Iscariot. After they finished eating, Jesus told his apostles that they should love one another as he had loved them. If they did this, people would know that they were his disciples. He said that if the apostles loved him, they would keep his commandments. He promised them the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would teach them all they needed to know. The Holy Ghost would help the apostles remember the things Jesus had taught them. Jesus said that he was like a vine. The disciples were like branches of the vine. Only a branch that is firmly attached to the vine can produce good fruit. Jesus promised his disciples that if they lived the gospel, their fruit, their works, would be good. If they did not follow him, they would be like branches cut off from a plant and produce nothing. Jesus Christ prayed that his apostles would be united. He wanted them to teach people to believe in him and to know that Heavenly Father loves them. Then Jesus and the apostles sang a hymn and left the room.
At night when I'm alone in bed, I close my eyes and see the many things I'm thankful for that God has given me. I see my friends and teachers too, and others who love me. These many blessings make me feel so thankful.
Today we are going to talk about one of the greatest events ever to occur in the history of the world, the Atonement. Although it was a very sad day and the Savior suffered so much pain, His suffering is perhaps the most important thing that has ever happened. Why is the Savior's sacrifice so important to each of us? Haley?
Because He died for us so we could live with Heavenly Father again.
Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said that the Atonement is the greatest evidence of our Heavenly Father's love for each of us. As we talk about the Savior's experience in the Garden of Gethsemane, think about how hard it must have been for Heavenly Father to watch His Son suffer so much pain. Think about how much He must love us if He was willing to send His special Son, Jesus, down to earth to suffer and die. Please turn with us to chapter 51, Jesus Suffers in the Garden of Gethsemane, on page 129, and follow along as we read and think about this special story together.
Jesus and the apostles went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus did not go with them. He went to tell the Jewish leaders where Jesus was.
The Savior asked Peter, James, and John to go with Him to the garden. He asked them to wait while He went to pray.
Jesus knew He needed to suffer for the sins of all people. He did not want to suffer, but He chose to obey Heavenly Father.
Peter, James, and John fell asleep while Jesus prayed. Jesus came and found them sleeping. He asked them to stay awake.
He went to pray again. Peter, James, and John wanted to stay awake, but they were very tired. They fell asleep again. Jesus again found them sleeping. He went and prayed a third time.
As Jesus prayed, He began to tremble because of the pain. An angel came to strengthen Him.
He suffered so much that He sweat drops of blood. He was suffering for all our sins so that we can be forgiven if we repent.
Jesus woke Peter, James, and John. He told them that He would be betrayed and killed. Jesus said that wicked people were coming to take Him away.
Who went to the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus? Madeline?
His apostles?
Why do you think Jesus brought His friends with Him to the Garden of Gethsemane? Healy?
For protection.
Oh, right. Do you have good friends that will do that for you?
Yes.
Why else? Reagan?
To comfort Him.
Yes, perfect. Riley?
For support?
Definitely. Which apostle did not go with them? Rachel?
Judas.
Why did Judas not go with them? Madeline?
He went to tell the Jewish leaders where Jesus was.
Who did Jesus ask to come with Him into the garden? Riley?
Peter, James, and John.
What was Jesus going to do while Peter, James, and John waited? Reagan?
Pray.
That's right. He was going to pray. Jesus knew He needed to suffer for the sins of all people. How did He feel about this? Rachel?
Sad.
He did feel sad. Madeline?
Scared.
Definitely scared. Reagan?
Nervous.
And nervous. These are great. Even though Jesus did not want to suffer, what did He decide to do? Riley?
Obey Heavenly Father.
While Jesus was praying, what were Peter, James, and John doing? Haley?
Sleeping.
Wow. Why do you think Jesus asked them to stay awake? Madeline?
So that He would feel protected.
Anybody else? Reagan?
He needed their support.
How were they going to support Him?
By being there for Him.
What would they do for Jesus while He was praying? Madeline?
Pray for Him.
As I take
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the Savior's pain and suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Jesus came back to check on Peter, James, and John, what had happened? Reagan?
They had fallen asleep.
That's right. The apostles tried to stay awake. But why did they fall asleep over and over again? Madeline?
They were really tired from the busy day, probably.
Could be. Why else might they be tired? Rachel?
They had been working.
As Jesus was praying, atoning for our sins, the pain was so great. What was his body doing? Rachel?
Sweating blood.
So what happened to Jesus as the pain became greater and greater? Riley?
He got weaker.
That's right. And who came to help strengthen Jesus? Rachel?
An angel.
An angel did. That's right. If we are righteous, who will Heavenly Father send to bless us and comfort us when we find ourselves in need? Haley?
The Holy Ghost.
Exactly right. The Holy Ghost. Why did Jesus suffer for all of our sins? Reagan?
He loved us.
What must we do to be forgiven of our sins, Madeline?
Repent.
How do you think Peter, James, and John felt when Jesus had to keep waking them up? Reagan?
Sad.
I'll bet he did feel sad. Madeline?
Ashamed.
Maybe ashamed. Sometimes, like Peter, James, and John, we fall asleep spiritually. What do we need to do to make sure that this doesn't happen? Rachel?
Go to church.
Excellent answer. Madeline?
Read the scriptures.
Yes. Reagan?
Always follow Jesus' example.
Oh, I love that answer. Riley?
Pray.
That's a great answer. Haley, what else can we do?
Choose the right.
Oh, wonderful. When he woke them up yet again, what did Jesus tell them was going to happen? Rachel?
That he would be betrayed and killed.
Our Heavenly Father sent His Son here to earth to die for our sins because He loves us. Jesus came to earth and suffered through so much pain because He loves us as well. As we think about the Savior's sacrifice, let us think about the love that we have for Him, as well as for our Heavenly Father. Take a moment at home to think about how we can show our love for them. As we follow the Savior's example, and we do what Heavenly Father has commanded us to do, we will be showing that our love for them is great as well. And we will be taking advantage of the Savior's sacrifice so that we may return to live with our Heavenly Father once again. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 52, The Trials of Jesus, and chapter 53, Jesus is Crucified.
See you next week!
Stay safe!